Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing You Need a Purpose. Now, before we start this podcast, I just want to remind you about my website, www.dateme.tips. That's dateme.tips. And on there, you can find the books that I've written, in which currently, at this moment of this podcast being released, there is two books online that I've written for sale, and a third book is going to be released imminently, definitely within April 2019. It could even be as soon as within the next week or two. We're just kind of waiting to hear back from a publisher, and I'll tell you more about that when it's actually released. I'll tell you more about the book. Well, I'll tell you about all my books again in future podcasts, but more specifically, I'll obviously be talking about my latest book. But yeah, you can find all of that and more information about me and how you can support me. And if you want to ask any questions for future podcasts, you can find that on my website, dateme.tips. Right, so into a podcast today, you need a purpose. So everybody needs a purpose to kind of have a reason to keep pushing on and becoming a better version of themselves. It's quite a well-known fact that people who don't feel they have a purpose, people that struggle to have a goal that they're aiming towards, will suffer with mental illness to a higher degree compared to people who do have purposes. You know, so if you don't have a purpose, if you don't have a goal, if you don't have anything you're aiming for, then you are more likely to suffer with mental illness at some stage, literally because you're not striving for anything, and so your kind of mind becomes more stagnant, and everything can kind of become a bit more negative because of that, and everything can follow from all of this. Because if you don't have an aim, if you don't have a goal, if you don't have a purpose, then you're going to be somebody who's, you know, kind of like twiddling the thumbs about what to do. You're not going to be bettering yourself, which also means you're going to become kind of less appealing to other people, you know, within your family or social circle, or, you know, if you're single and you're looking for a relationship, you're not going to be as attractive a person if you don't have a purpose, because people like people with drive, with something they're passionate about. In particular, feminine energy is attracted to people with high drive, high purpose, goal setting, etc., etc. So, you know, to generalize, the majority of women are in their feminine and the majority of men are in their masculine. So to generalize in that respect, you know, if you're a man, then you will become more attractive to women if you have purpose and drive and goals that you're aiming for. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that if you're a woman, you shouldn't have these things. And it doesn't mean, you know, whether you're straight or gay, you know, of course, that doesn't matter. But it does tie in more so as being a masculine trait, a more kind of dominant trait, the whole goal setting and having a purpose and aiming for something high that you want to achieve. That is a masculine aura, a masculine trait, and it will in particular attract feminine energy on the opposite side of the scale, tying in with the concept of sexual polarity. So having a purpose, it's going to help you on so many levels, not just on an attraction kind of sense, but just from your own fulfillment. Like we're on this earth for a short period of time, really, when you consider it longer, you know, some longer than others, of course. We never really know when our time is going to be up, unfortunately. But what we do know is that it's, you know, it's not going to be hundreds of years. It's going to be, as an adult, you know, if you have 50, 60 years as an adult where you can be active and productive, well, that's a long time. You know, you've had a good life if you've had that amount of time. Most people probably don't have that amount of time as an adult. So when you think about it, it's not very long, really. We're here to make our mark. And that doesn't mean you've got to be somebody who literally changes the world. Only a handful of people can ever kind of get to that level. But, you know, we can all have our own goals and our own achievements, and we can all be a little bit better today than we were yesterday. And we can be a bit better tomorrow than we are today. We can be more skilled, more educated, fitter, healthier, stronger, more knowledgeable. We can improve our kind of emotional states. We can just be a better person in general. So having a purpose and feeling that you're reaching something and going to something is really going to be something that makes you feel more fulfilled and gives you something that you can be proud of, and something that you can kind of say to people, look, you know, this is what I'm aiming for. This is, you know, this is what I am. This is what I'm about. If somebody says to you, who are you? You know, what are you about? If you can't answer that, then it's like you're kind of just like drifting through life without a purpose. And you need to kind of grab life by the horns sometimes and do something that's important to you as a purpose, as a goal. It doesn't have to be the same as everybody else. It doesn't have to be you want to like own an incredibly successful business. Maybe that's what you want to do, and that's great. Maybe you want to achieve something creative, for instance, that wouldn't necessarily be a huge earning thing, business sense, but it's something to do for you. You might want to learn something new, just feel more educated. You might want to conquer a fear, conquer a phobia. You might want to travel the world. You might not want to travel the world. You might that might be the worst thing for you, but you might want to do something that's going to help your local community. You know, something that gets you up in the morning, something that makes you think, you know what, I'm really excited about tomorrow because I'm doing this, because I'm working towards this. You know, that is the purpose. That is what will help your mental health. That is what will make you a more attractive person to other people. That is something that you will be able to look back on in years to come and say, I achieved that. You know, I set out for that and I achieved it. And whether it's something that changed thousands of people's lives or whether it's something that just changed your life, it doesn't matter, as long as it's positive and something that you've done to increase your kind of credibility, almost to yourself. You're not really trying to show off to people or do it for other people, even though it will have the side effect of other people no doubt being more attracted and more fascinated with you. It should be for you and about you. And just thinking to yourself, I'm here, I'm lucky to be alive, I'm lucky to be in the position that I am, and I'm gonna do something with it. I'm not gonna waste my life and sit around with absolutely nothing on my mind. You know, that is something that you do to recharge your batteries. That's something you do every so often to chill out and to relax and to feel good in between aiming for your purpose. You aim for your purpose, you reach your goals, you work hard in whatever kind of angle this is you're going at, and then you reward yourself with some relaxation, some chill out time. And that's cool, that's good, that's healthy, that's about recharging your batteries. You know, everybody needs that for health and physical and mental health as well. But that shouldn't be the goal. That should be the reward you give yourself in between the achievements that you make. It needs to be purpose first, rest second. That's how it should be. If you're sitting around doing nothing for too long, you're going to go crazy. You're going to be kind of scratching the walls, like wondering what to do. It's another well-known fact that people who have nothing to do and no purpose, they're more likely to kind of become a little bit more obsessive, a little bit more OCD, a little bit more, because literally their mind is needing something to grab hold of. Your mind needs something. So if you don't give it a purpose, it could quite easily become obsessive about things which don't need to be obsessed about. It can make you paranoid. It can make you stressed. Or all things that initially you don't think are even linked, but it's because you don't have the purpose. If you have an actual kind of life, a life goal, something to get up for, something to drive you forward, then you will definitely find that smaller things that used to bother you no longer bother you. If you've got nothing that you're aiming for, then the tiniest thing can stress you out. But once you've actually got a life full of kind of interest, drive, goal, and purpose, you will realize these tiny little things were irrelevant. You only gave them relevance because your mind needs to feel relevant about something. It will give relevance to something, whether you give it something important or not. So either you give yourself a purpose, or it will develop its own kind of problematic, minuscule kind of concerns, which will feel really big to you in your mental health, but in reality they're not. And it's just because you're not giving your mind something to actually grab hold of. So from this podcast, if I can just try to get the basic thing to you, and it sounds like I'm just going over and over the same thing again, but it's so important. It's you need a purpose.